You're listening to Common Threads, a podcast about ethical fashion, hosted by Ruth McGilp
and Alice Cruikshank. We go beyond buzzwords and PR peddling interviews and instead dive deep into what really matters. Each week, we break down the big issues, all with a little help from some amazing guests.
Let's change the fashion game, one conversation at a time. Hi, welcome back to Common Threads, and thank you so much for joining us. We're still on our little spring break, but we just wanted to give you a little mini episode today to mark Fashion Revolution Week 2021.
Yes, hello everyone. Oh, it feels good being back behind the microphone again. So as you're probably aware, Fashion Revolution Week starts today, so the 19th of April, until the 25th, and this year the theme is Rights, Relationships and Revolution, as well as exploring the topic of who made my fabric. So we just wanted to hop on and chat you through this year's campaign and a little bit about how you can get involved. So we touched on Fashion Revolution Week in our chat with Ursula De Castro back in episode 26. And if you've not listened to that episode yet, then you must. Our chat with Ursula was unsurprisingly so fascinating and really explains the crux of what Fashion Revolution is all about and how the organisation's mission has evolved. And we're lucky in that here at Common Threads HQ, we have a Fashion Revolution expert in our very own Ruth McGilp, who is Fashion Rev's Communications and Content Manager. So this episode is mostly going to be me shutting up and letting Ruth speak. So, Ruth, what's the chat with Fashion Revolution Week 2021?
So the idea behind the theme of rights, relationships and revolution is that fashion obviously impacts both people and the planet. But human rights and the rights of nature are connected, they're interconnected, they're interdependent. We as humans are part of the living world, and our right to a healthy environment depends on the health of our planet too. So the Western-focused worldview we have generally sees human and environmental prosperity as disconnected from each other. And this has to change if we seriously want to get to the root of fashion's exploitative and extractive business model. We need to think about these issues that we talk about on the podcast, not as a blip or as a new thing or as a broken link in the supply chain. They're systematic. They're built into the system. They're the product of centuries of colonialism and globalized exploitation. They stem from a fashion industry that reinforces inequality. It devalues the voices of people of color, indigenous people, disabled people, women, and non-Western perspectives. And all of this stems from a fashion industry which continues to sidestep responsibility. Basically, we can't continue like this. We can't continue to extract dwindling resources from our natural world. We can't continue to pollute the land and oceans. We can't continue to fall so far short of climate change targets. And we can't continue to overproduce while we dump waste on the shoulders of other countries. Obviously, we also cannot continue to allow big businesses to profit while supply chain workers struggle to even make a living wage. So to address this, the idea is that we basically need a radical shift in all of our relationships. So that means our relationships with each other as global citizens. It means a revolution in our relationships with our own clothes, with our own wardrobes, and it also means relationships with our natural world, with our shared planet. We need this revolution for our own well-being, but also for the well-being of our earth and our oceans. And of course, this is already starting to happen, I think, with the pandemic prompting people to reassess sort of what's meaningful in their lives, what relationships are meaningful, and how they feel about their own clothes and buying habits as well. We've sort of already begun to reimagine these values and explore new relationships. But now we really need brands to take action because they're slacking while we're trying to make change. So brands need to change their relationships with each other. We need to replace competition with collaboration. You know, we can no longer have a fashion industry that relies on trade secrets. We need multi-brand partnerships. No one brand is going to save sustainable fashion. We need a shift in the relationships between brands and suppliers so that those are partnerships and not sort of that misbalance of power. We need the rights of people in the supply chain, and we also need the rights of nature to hold more power wherever these decisions are being made. And finally, we need environmentalists, activists, industry, unions, governments, human rights groups, and just citizens to be working together to ensure that these are addressed in unison and that we're a united front. So all of that is to say that that's the theme for this year's Fashion Revolution Week. which for a little context has been going on for 8 years now. It's when we all come together as a global community to try and create a better fashion industry. It's these dates because it centers around the anniversary of the Rana Plaza factory collapse in 2013. And it's basically all about amplifying unheard voices across the fashion supply chain and harnessing the creativity of the community to explore the solutions to these problems. And there are tons of different ways you can get involved, whatever you do, whether you're a brand, a designer, student, educator, producer, journalist, or a citizen. You can find all the information about getting involved at fashionrevolution.org.
I mean, it's a huge ask. It's a huge and complex topic. And this isn't something that is going to get fixed in a week. That's not what Fashion Revolution is all about. But what it is about is getting the community together and getting us to think about these issues. Previous years have brought us hashtag who made my clothes and hashtag what's in my clothes. And this year we have the addition of hashtag who made my fabric. And this is a question that's often left out of the ethical fashion conversation, isn't it? It often feels like when we're discussing human rights in fashion, this very much begins and ends with garment workers. And of course, their welfare remains imperative to a better fashion system. But in terms of the people involved in making our clothes, garment workers are only a small part of the picture. The people who make your clothes are involved in what's known as the cut, make, trim section of the supply chain. And this year, Fashion Revolution is asking us to dig deeper than that. This past year has really exposed the need for this full supply chain transparency, with the issue of Uyghur force-picked cotton from China making headlines. And it's shown that brands do not know the full journey of their textiles and raw materials. So Ruth, can you please explain the story behind the hashtag Who Made My Fabric?
Yes, exactly. So I think it's really easy to forget that fashion is not just made by garment workers in the country that's listed on the clothing label. You know, clothing has been on a really long journey before it reaches us. Millions of people around the world grow fibers, process raw materials, mine minerals, spin yarns, weave cloth, they dye, they print, they finish, they embroider fabrics, and so much more than that. We often, I think, fail to recognise just how vast and complex the global supply chain really is. And as Alice said, most brands right now don't even know themselves. They don't trace their supply chain and they don't publicly disclose the suppliers, but also the subcontractors and the millions of informal workers in their supply chain, which can enable really exploitative working conditions to thrive, but most importantly, obscuring who is responsible for addressing them. So that's why this year it's not just about asking who made my clothes, but also who made my fabric. And this is to demand justice for workers in textile mills and processing facilities. And this is a really, I think, great opportunity for citizens to reconnect with the materials that make up our clothes, and also to hold brands accountable for their social and environmental footprint across their supply chain. And this is particularly relevant for the 60 plus major brands that are currently failing to take basic steps towards transparency beyond that first tier of the supply chain where the garments are cut and sewn. And we know about these brands because of a report last year called Out of Sight, a call for transparency from field to fabric. And this report found that only one out of 62 brands was publishing a list of all its suppliers, including the textile facilities. And that brand was Nudie Jeans, if you're interested. And we're going to link to that report in the show notes because I think it's an important read. This is also a great chance for all the small designers and the home sewers that we know are listening to this podcast right now to think about the fabrics they source and the questions they might be able to ask their suppliers to conduct some due diligence around the products that they make. So yes, your products might be cut and sewn and packed and sent in an ethical way because you have control over that as a small business or as a home sewer. But we need to think beyond that surface level to truly speak up for the people that are behind the scenes. So this campaign is more relevant than ever because, as you mentioned, Alice, the Uyghur forced labour cotton crisis, where much of the world's cotton is produced in the Uyghur region, where the Chinese government forces the minority group of the Uyghur Muslims to work through really horrific means. I'm going to link to something in the show notes that will explain this issue a bit more because it's a little too complicated to go into right now. But it's also super relevant for us to talk about textile supply chains because of other social and environmental issues such as deforestation in the Amazon, which the fashion industry uses to make leather and viscose fabrics. Also, the massive protests we've seen in India for cotton farmers. And other issues in India include widespread abuse of young female textile workers in the Tamil Nadu province as well. And I think finally, it's important to remember that transparency in this case and in every case isn't just something that us as Western activists or podcasters are demanding and talking about. These demands are coming directly from the workers, also directly from the trade unions and the grassroots organizations in the producing countries. Transparency matters because, as well as allowing us as consumers to see what's going on, it also allows these activists and advocates and NGOs to detect the human rights violations and to detect the environmental harm, and then again hold those in power responsible for addressing them. And of course, transparent doesn't equal ethical, it doesn't necessarily equal sustainable. Any kind of greenwashing around that is just not acceptable, but without any visibility of supply chains, exploitation remains hidden, and those on the ground are unable to take action.
Thanks, Ruth. So hopefully you will all now agree that Fashion Revolution Week is something that you're dying to get involved with. Ruth, how can people show their support?
So the best way to get involved in Fashion Revolution Week in general, and also the Who Made My Fabric campaign, is just to visit the website, which we'll link in the show notes. And it's basically got everything you'll need there. Tons of free resources, posters that you can print out to share on social media. There's a little tool where you can like email brands directly, which is great if you really want to be a super annoying little activist, because it's the best way to directly reach like the sustainability or corporate social responsibility people. There's also resources for brands. So like I said, people listening to this that have their own brands, also their own clothes, there's different ways to get involved there. And also loads of virtual events that you can attend as well throughout this week.
And that's it for today. Thanks so much for joining us. We're currently working on series 3 and we're really excited to share that with you. But in the meantime, we'll still be posting over on Instagram, so come and chat with us there. We're at Common Threads Podcast. And if you're feeling the love, we always appreciate donates to our Ko-fi account, which helps us keep all of our content for free. And there's a link to that in the show notes.
Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you soon. Take care.